Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless, and I do apologize for the delay. My clock went off, but I didn't have my phone near me, so I'm talking to my landlord. I just want to thank and I praise God for the opportunity this evening. I thank and I praise God for every trial, every tribulation, every persecution and accusation, because I know they come to make you strong. I thank God because I went through a little test last week, and I didn't do good. It hurt me, it offended me, but it began to anger me. And that is what the enemy wants. But devil, you lose again because God fought my battle. And I went away and stayed the whole weekend with my daughter, and we talked about the thing and the things that we had seen. And she didn't appreciate it, neither did my son. But at the end of the day, we bless God because you never know who people are. When people show you who they are, believe them. It had already happened earlier that year. And I said, well, things are better. And then there was a conversation and an organization got together and they met. And I said, well, maybe things are on. The Lord said, not so. He said, didn't I tell you were David? I'm Jesse. Didn't I not tell you that you were Joseph of Isaac? I was like, God, some things got to stop. Something's got to give. Something, you know. I said, I'm tired of this. I said, you know, is there something that I did to these people when I was little? Why they won't say anything? Because they're cowards. I said, but with all the anointing that they have, why would they want to be cowards now? You understand? But I told God, I said, not my will, but thy will be done, God. Thank you, Lord, for showing me a better way, a better day. He said, Joe, I want you to look in the room and look at what you got. And I said, God, I thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like him to you. I said, you're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're an amazing God. But I said, the only thing I want you to do is get back in your word. He said, I want you to go back to church. He said, I want you to get back into your prayer life. Let it consume you. So when they are around you, and when you are around them, they won't even understand. I was like, for real, God? I was like, dang. And you know, as human, my face was like, well, God, I tried that. And it got worse instead of getting better. And I said, you know, as blacks, as African Americans, this thing needs to change. But at the end of the day, whatever the Lord say, not my will, thy will be done. I'm asking you tonight to make sure that everyone votes. Get that vote in. Let your vote count. Do what thus saith the Lord. Vote for who you need, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democratic, whether you're independent, whether you're conservative, whoever you are, go vote. I hear young people say so often that, why should I vote? They wanted to be saved. You heard Yee or Kanye West or whatever his name. I said, honey, he need help himself. I said, that baby hadn't been right since his mother passed. I said, so we're going to pray for him. I said, but in the meantime, in between time, let's go vote. Let's get out here and do what we need. I wish I was in Georgia so I could vote for those people. I said, but God, I thank you that I'm even able to vote. Hallelujah. I said, there's so much happening that we need to vote. You know, you ask people to come on and be on your show, and they're so highly anointed, and they're so prophetic, and they do this, that, and the other. They want, instead of saying just flat out no, I'm like, wow. And God said those same people, those very same people, they're going to need you. When they see you up in the pulpit, when they see you on the panel, when they see you doing this, that, and the other, and you won't even have enough time to even talk to them, and they're not even going to understand. And he said, I'm going to bring it to them. So remember when she was humble and contrite, and she asked you to do this, that, and the other? But you made time for all of them. He said, each and every one of them. He said, but they purposely did not make time for you. I was like, well, why, Lord? I said, why would they make time for me? What did I do so bad that they're not trying to make time for me? I said, but you know what, God? You still get the glory. I said, and I love you, Lord. And I pray that life will treat them good. I said, I pray that it will get better, and that I will understand better by and by in the name of Jesus. God, I said, take that wicked evil and turn it around for my good, Lord. I said, my little feelings hurt. I said, I'm feeling some kind of way. I said, but God, I thank you. You know, there was a thing that was going on, and every time I would go see the person, they would, you know, say something about the object, and I was like, Lord, look at this object. Surely nothing. The object that they gave to me cost $25. I was very appreciative. I said, my Lord, can take it back to him. And they were so happy to get it back. I was like, oh, man, I told the person, I said, we're going to have some more come Christmas. I said, so don't worry about it. We do it. I love you, your family. And surely enough. Yes, God.
today. Not only did they get it back, but I paid three times less than what they paid. So when I tell you God is an all-time God, God is a way maker of them that diligently wait on him. I think about how he woke me up, God. He gave me a wake-up call. He woke me up again. Hallelujah. You know? And I'm grateful. I had an attitude of gratitude. And I'm thankful for it. Whatever, he didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad he did. Okay? Got to get back into that. We got to do some of the things that we used to do. Tradition ain't always bad, but it ain't the worst thing to happen, you know? You got to be out for red. You know? You got to get it right the first time so you're not doing it over and over and over again. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Here, but wreck your past. I said, God, thank you. Remember, thank you. How you, God? So the to wreck my past. I said, because if I ever need you, I show you need you. I need you like I never did you before. You are a way maker, God. You are a keeper of them that want to be kept. And God, I thank you. All that is within me, I bless his holy name. I ask God to keep on. Keep on. Make it away. I know it. I could just hold on for a little while longer. I should just stay in prayer, God. Prayer towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ Jesus. See, sometimes we think that we know it all. Sometimes we are here going this, that, and the other, and we just don't know. So we can just see with God, too, and remain humble in Christ, we'll have the world. And that's what I want to do. I want to have the world. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, we bless your name, and we thank you, kind master, for this is the day that you have made. Look at this. We haven't had an October 31st like this in forever. Look how God blessed the little children. They don't even got to worry about it. I already got flu out. I already got it out. And God has made a way for us. You know, take your kids trick-or-treating on Halloween night. He made a way. And only God could have done it. Only God. He's an awesome God. Okay? If you can't tell it, how the song's going to let me tell it? What he's done for me? Thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord for the good, the bad. Happy anniversary. Before the Lord, you got to come to him right. You got to do it right the first time. And you're not doing it over and over again. You got to give him this thing. You got to praise him. You got to honor him. You got to respect him. He is the lover of both body, mind, and soul. And we got to know that we serve an awesome God. We got to know that we serve a real God. We got to know that we serve a God. The only time God can do anything but this. We got to know this. But do we really know it? That's the thing. Do we really know it? Okay? So I pray that I have said something that will encourage you every step of the way and that you will do what's necessary. I've got 1 minute left. For those that need prayer, those that desire prayer, I pray God will strengthen you for such a time as this and that he will keep you as the apple of his eye, that he will hide you under the shadow of his almighty wing, that he will strengthen you and give you peace, so that you won't end up in peace. That he will make ways out of nowhere for such a time as this. God, we bless your name and we thank you, kind master. We appreciate and adore you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, we thank you for our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins. God, we just want to say thank you because you did not have to do it, but we are so glad that you did. We're so glad that you woke us up in our right mind with our mind stayed on you. We thank you, God, that we got a praise on our lips, our hips, and our fingertips. We thank you, Lord, because you did it again. Hallelujah. There's none like unto you, God. No one can say or do the things you do. Because when you do it, it is a God gift. Hallelujah. So, God, we bless you. Thank you. We honor you for the revelation. We honor you for salvation. We honor you for salvation. We Thank you for being safe, for real. Thank you, God, best God, and filled with your precious Holy Ghost. I hope that someone that is listening, God, that you will touch them, God. Not only touch them, but heal them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet in the name of Jesus, as only you can do. Glory be to God. Because, God, you're our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. You see, we're our shepherds, and we shall not want. Make us to lie down in the green pastures. Lead us beside still waters. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we do not fear no evil. For thou art with us, our rod, staff, and you comfort us, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew in us a right spirit, a do right spirit, a righteous spirit, a spirit that is pleasing in your sight, God, so that we'll be able to know how to take care of others in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name on the Spirit, God. We thank you, kind master, because you did not have to do it, but we're so glad that you did. We're so glad that you, God, have been there for us when we wanted to be there for ourselves. We're so glad that you made ways out of nowhere when we saw no ways being made. We thank you, God, that you put food on the table. God, we thank you that you put food on our plate. God, we thank you that we got a little extra meat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that give us the food. We call it people. Eat dinner today. Thank you for the food stamps. Thank you for the SNAP. Thank you for the welfare checks. Because a lot of women, they're not thankful. They're ashamed. Well, honey, how is she going to feed your children? Glory be to God. So, God, we just want to say thank you again and again and again. Because you keep making a way out of nowhere. You're an awesome and articulate and meticulous God. You are doing right the first time. And the enemy, God, he's blinded like a deer in headlights. And he don't even understand what's really going on, God. But, God, we seek, God, that we might not be destroyed, God. But we got to know that you're not a toy and we can't play with you, God. You're not someone that we can just play with, God. We got to know that in the name of Jesus, I have the victory. And at the mention of your name, the devil trembles. Hallelujah. So, God, we bless you again and again and again, God. And we seek you again and again and again, God. And we thank you again and again and again, God. Not my will, but thy will be done, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we praise you, God. Bless you to everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray that God will keep you in the time that we're living in. For such a time as this, our children and our children's children. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Take care and remember to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. Okay? Let God work it out. Believe in this Savior. Believe on this Savior. For he is Lord, and he is worthy to be praised. Have a good night. God bless. And I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back.